message this morning. Rod, you ready, buddy? Ready to roll. The last little message in a series called Smartness. Can you say that with me? Smartness. Last week we learned what was smartness and we learned what was dumbness. Remember that? People say, I don't understand the Bible. I don't understand the Bible. Well, there's lots of the Bible I don't understand. There's lots of the Bible I struggle with. But that's not my problem. My problem is what I do understand that causes me the problem. You understand? Plenty in there to help you understand how to be smarter, how to do better. Okay? And plus, and once you start learning how to be smarter and do better, you'll learn when you said that about the Bible, you didn't understand it, you were just an excuse maker. And you're going to learn that you're going to get stronger and stronger, and that you are able to understand, and things can be good in your life. Anyway, the Bible that I read, the Old King James, that's the oldest, about the oldest one. That's the one I use. And it's written on a fifth grade level. They've put it through the computers and they spit it out and they say it's on a fifth grade level, even though it has these and thous in it. So we can understand. Y'all listening today, say, come on, here we go. Let's go with smartness today. Raj, what we got today? We got a fly, I know that. Say that with me. Heart, smart. One more time. Heart, smart. We want to be smart in our brain, but also inside of us. In our will, in our emotions, and who we are deep inside my heart. I want to take care of me. Not in a selfish way, but I want to take care of me and make the right choices. Say this verse with me this morning. By the way, if you're going to sleep, come on, help me here. Here we go. Proverbs 4:23. Help me now. Keep thy heart with all, for out of it are the of life. One more time. Keep your heart with all what? For out of it are the, out of your heart are the issues of life. Things are going to come along and absolutely crush you. Okay? There's issues, man, out there, and you're going to face them. Okay? You better be keeping your heart. You better be having as much smartness as you can, but also doing the thing that's right for you inside your heart, making good decisions, of course, based on God's will and God's word. Let's look at it. My heart is mine, and it's my responsibility to what? Keep it. Keep it. We live in a society today that just likes to have everybody take care of us. Amen? Say, I'm entitled for you to take care of me. I ain't entitled for nobody to take care of me at all. Do y'all know that? Yes or no? All right? I live in America where I'm free. And I can get up and I can go to work. And if I ain't got a job, I can get out there and beat the pavement and I can go do something. That's where I live. Amen? That's how I believe. I don't believe our country would have ever been nothing if our philosophy would have been, I'm entitled to this. You're supposed to do this for me. Are y'all hearing me or what? Amen. And my heart is my responsibility. Bad things happen. Well, this thing happens, so therefore I'm this way the rest of my life. You don't have to be that way the rest of your life. And if you are, it's because you chose that path. Amen? Bad things happen. You get run over. The fact is, are you going to get up or not? Say, you going to crawl, scratch, scrape, do whatever you got to do to get out of the road? Listening. Keep your heart, man. It's my what? Responsibility to believe that my heart is my responsibility. When my heart's broken, well, I'm going to go see somebody and somebody can see me and somebody can fix my heart. It ain't happening. It sounds good. People even make a lot of money doing it. Ain't happening. It's going to come down on you. It's good to go to counsel. It's good to get good counsel. It's good to get help. But at the end of the day, you got to do the right thing and make good decisions. Are y'all got where I'm going today? Look at it. This is part of Heart Smart. I mean, this is part of the smart thing, baby. The heart, the smartness series, what we're doing. Listen to Jesus. Let's talk about the heart a little bit. Just some scriptures. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. For where your treasure is, there your what? The things you focus on, that's where your heart is. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what? Good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth what? Evil things is not just dirty, guys. Evil things can be thinking about the things that's happened to you so much that it just absolutely destroys your life. That's not God's will. That's not God's plan. And that is evil. You're better than that. You're listening this morning. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart. The things we say. My son tells me, he said, people that are sarcastic and putting themselves down. He talked to me about this not long ago. He says, Dad, when people do that, I've learned that there's more to it. The things that we say, to put ourselves down, to crack on ourselves. That's coming from somewhere, guys. Are you listening? Not much, it don't sound like. Here we go. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not what? Doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever. He says, I don't believe that's about getting a new car. I don't believe that's about getting a new house. I've learned as I've lived life that the new car ain't no mountain. Oh my gosh. Now I've lived long enough now to know what a mountain is. And I'm going to tell you something. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you take His Word and you hide it in your heart, you can be healed. I'm not saying all that hurts. It's all going to go away because you still got a memory. But the bottom line, it's amazing how you can move forward in your life. And a mountain can be removed. Let's do a quick test this morning. And be honest with me. How many, you had something in your life, it was a mountain, Pastor. It was a mountain. That thing was crushing me. It was on top of me. It was on top of me. And you can testify today, the mountain has moved. Can I see your hand? That's great, ain't it? Heart smart. Making good decisions, taking charge of you and caring for you, doing the right thing, to love God with all your what? Heart, with all your understanding, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as himself is more than all of burnt offerings and sacrifices. Loving God with your heart. Let not your what? Heart be troubled, he told his disciples. He's telling us that. You believe in God, believe in me. And you can make it. Y'all hearing me? Now that's for the disciples. Now that's for Gary right there. That right there is for me. Amen. That's the God we serve, man. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world can give, but I give it unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be what? Afraid. Being heart smart. Taking care of you. Realizing me believing in Jesus is not to impress mama. Me reading my Bible is so I can get more answers and brag. No. It's so I can get stronger. So I can be smarter. So I can heal. So I can move forward. So I can be happy. And to do that, you've got to be heart smart in your heart. Y'all hear me? Let's keep moving, Raj. Listen to other people. We listen to Jesus. That was all words from Jesus. You can have a dark heart because when they knew God, they didn't glorify Him as God. Neither were they thankful, but they became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was what? And I know it's talking about idol worship and all that, but guys, you know what we do? We worship people. We worship things in our life. And when the things aren't there and the people aren't there, we get vain imaginations. And we start to realize who it is we really worshiped. And you have a dark heart. And you can't blame it on somebody for having a dark heart. Because He's the light of the world. Amen. You can have a blind heart, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through their ignorance that's in them because of the blindness of their heart. The God of this world wants to what? Blind us. And we get blinded in life because we don't have a smart heart. We're not taking care of our heart. Things happen, struggles, belief systems that we get can blind us to the true understanding of God, His love for us and His care for us. and that we're victors and we're winners and we can make it. A condemning heart. If our heart condemns us, your heart can condemn you. You just feel absolutely worthless, like you're a nothing, like you're a nobody. I've never known anybody feels worthless like they're a nothing, like they're a nobody, ever got much done. Amen, say. Coach, if we go with a team that feels like they're worthless, like they're nobody, like they don't have a chance, oh, but we're going to win. No, you're not. You're going to get your plow cleaned here. You understand? That's how life is. But here's the beauty of this verse. I love this verse. If our heart condemns us, this is awesome. God is greater than my heart. And He knows everything. It reminds me of John 21 where Peter had denied Christ. And Jesus comes to Peter on the shore and says, "Do you love me?" And Peter says, "You know I love you." And Jesus says, Do you love me?" He says, "You know I love you." And he's feeling bad. He says it a third time to Peter, "Do you love me?" And Peter says, "You know all things. And though I failed you, you know my heart. And you know I love you." And Peter became an incredible preacher of the gospel and turned his world upside down. Amen? But if that heart condemns you, that you got to realize God's greater than my heart. But who can give Him your heart? You got to do it, man. I have to do this. Beloved, if our heart condemns us not. Look at this. I love this verse. Look at this. If our heart condemns us not, say that with me, then have we what? Come on. Then have we what? One more time. Then have we some toward? That's incredible. No one can define me, and no one can defeat me. Say that with me. No one can define me, and no one can defeat me. One more time. No one can define me, and no one can defeat me. When my confidence is in God, because He's greater than my heart, I've watched it over years of pastoring and counseling and leading and helping people. I've watched them listen to somebody tell them they're nothing, make them think they're nothing, make them believe they're nothing. And so they start living like they're nothing, thinking like they're nothing, and believing like they're nothing. That's not a smart heart. That's a sick heart. How does our heart get healed? Jesus Christ. God so loved me, He gave His one and only Son for me, that if I believe in Him, I'll not perish. I'll have everlasting life. God says, Jesus said, "Hey, you keep my commands, and my Father and I are going to love you, and we're going to come there, and we're going to be there for you." That's incredible. No one can define me, and no one can who? Defeat me, but me. But me. I can only define me if I let somebody define me and I accept that. Who defined me? I did. It's still my heart, my decision to be defined as a loser, to be defined as somebody who can't make it. It's my decision to believe that. Y'all listening today, if I lost you? And nobody can defeat me. Yeah, but you know, this happens and that happens and this happens. Yeah, it does. That's how champions are made. That's how winners are born. When that stuff happens. That's what Jesus Christ specializes in. He's called, the Holy Spirit's called the Comforter. Amen. He comes alongside. The word Holy Spirit is the word paraclete in the Greek. It means the one who comes alongside. Our problem with not having a smart heart is we don't look to the right. He's there. And this person over here telling me I'm trying to define me as a loser, I can't make it. Are you kidding me? Wait, hello. My decision a true heart. Let us draw near with a what kind of heart? In full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. That's what I want, a true heart. That thing's functioning. Amen. An established heart. Be not carried away with different and strange doctrines. It's a good thing that the heart be what? Established. With grace. Wow, that's what the heart feeds on, is the grace of God, not meats, which have not profited them, which have been occupied there. Listen, the grace of God is what feeds our heart, not my works, not what I do or what's been done to me. It's how much God loves me, how much God's with me, how much God cares for me. That is feeding my heart. Amen. And my heart becomes established. When your heart's established in grace, it doesn't give you a license to go sin and do anything you want to. What it does, it gives you the freedom to walk with a healthy heart. To know I'm not condemned. I can have confidence. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things do work together for good to them who love God. I am more than a conqueror through Him who loved me. See what I'm saying? But if you've got a sick heart, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things work together for good. I'm more than a conqueror. I don't want to listen to none of that mess. Amen. Heart smart. Raj, how are we doing? So what we've talked about, get that down in your what? Heart! Why? Why do I need what I've talked about, the preacher? Come on, what are you talking about here? Pop it up. Because a heart can be troubled. Life's going to happen. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring me out of my distress. A heart can be heavy. It's going to happen. Heaviness in the heart of a man makes it stoop, but a good what? Word makes it what? Well, I'm just waiting for somebody to give me a good word. You better have some good word to give yourself. Amen. Say. You ought to have you a favorite Bible verse. My mama did. She's worse than all of you. She had her Romans 8:20, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. That was Mama's verse. From a hell-raising drunk to a woman that slept around, she became somebody who was established and strong and solid and a winner for Christ. Come on. A heart can be sick. Hope deferred. Not having confidence and not seeing a future and that I matter. Makes the heart what? But when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. When it looks like there's no hope, you're just sick. But when you can see it coming, you start walking that way. And you realize that's where I'm going to get my life from. And your head gets up. And you start working a little harder. And get a little stronger. Amen. Come on. A heart can be wounded, for I'm poor and needy. My heart is wounded with inside of me. That's why I need to be heart smart. We live in a dangerous world. And it's not Iran I'm worried about. It's people in my life. It's people close to me. I don't even want to think about the list I could write of people I've known over the years that have turned away from me and walked another way. Okay? And if I look at that, I would never get up in the morning. But that's behind me, and I look forward. Because He's never left me. Amen. Say, I'm still alive, man. Come on, praise the Lord. That's for you today. Come on! Praise the Lord! My heart! I need to keep my heart and take care of my heart. I need to be heart smart because my heart can be broken. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken what? See, the Lord's near me. It's not that you're not going to get your heart broken. It's what are you going to do about it when your heart gets broken? It's not that your heart's not going to get sick. It is sometimes. What are you going to do about it to make it better? You understand? Listen. pop that verse up one more time. I'm sorry. Here's what you do. Remember, he's right there. The Lord is near them that are of a broken heart. When somebody walks out, he didn't. Somebody else tries to define you as a person who has no worth or no value, he doesn't. Amen. And here's the beauty. When somebody else or the devil himself tries to defeat you, you and him together, they can't and the devil can't. That's powerful. That's crazy. He saves such that be of a contrite spirit. I tell you, the Lord loves it when we call upon him. The Lord says, call upon me, and I'll answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you didn't even realize. Isn't that great? Wouldn't you like to see that in your darkness? When you're all hurting and you call on the Lord and he helps you. Wow. See some light? That's being heart smart. Hope I hadn't lost you today. Have you noticed everything's been the Bible today? That's all the Word, man. My heart is what? Say it with me. My heart is. We're done with the message. That's it. We're done. My heart is. Can we say it one more time like we really had a ball game or something? Come on. My heart is my responsibility. That's if I'm going to be heart smart. This is a very, 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 very powerful truth you heard this morning. I'm going to tell you something right now. Sometimes we go to church and we hear something I've heard before. I've heard it. Let me tell you something right now. If you will take this word today and you'll receive it, absolutely can change your life. Absolutely change your life. Okay? You should never be looking for someone to make you happy. You have happiness and his name's Jesus. You're listening to me today. You have happiness and his name is Jesus. You have happiness and his name is Jesus. Here's what you need to do. And I need to do. And I'm done. You need to see yourself happy. I was told that when I went through my struggle, my pain. Donna Christie, my administrator's wife, she and Kathy Steffen, sometimes another lady, Dina, would take me out to eat. It was ladies' night out with the preacher. And I'll never forget Donna looking at me and said, Gary, but she always calls me Pastor. She says, Pastor, you got to see yourself happy. And all I could see was Mack truck on my front hitting my head. She was right. That's a healthy heart. She was saying, no one can define you and no one can defeat you but you. You've got to see yourself happy. I'm going to say it like I told the team. You've got to speak yourself happy. Say that with me. You've got to speak yourself happy. You ought to take this hand. Let's do the right hand. You ought to take this right hand and slap yourself in the face. When you start hearing that negative mess come out of your mouth and putting yourself down, it would be great. I'd love to be walking through Englewood and I'd see you and you just go, pop! Upside your own face. I'd go, you're welcome. Speak yourself. And we know it ain't just positive thinking. No, it's all on Jesus. Was everything on the screen from the Word? Absolutely. Speak yourself happy. And the last thing is this. Step yourself happy. You step into happiness. Oh, it's risky. And you'll still get your heart broke because you're still on the planet, man. But wouldn't you rather walk forward than walk backwards? Say, wouldn't I rather walk forward to happiness than walking backward to my pain? Say, walking, stepping into. So if you're going to see it, and if you're going to speak it, and if you're going to step it, guess who's going to have to do that? I am. Did you get the message today? Heart smart. Amen. That beats that stuff, that spray they put out. Whatever. for your eggs and everything, being all, they're good for your heart. Anyway, come on, let's stand on out. That's better for you. That's better for you than some calorie stuff they're trying to get you to take. This is good stuff. This is for life, baby. This is good, baby. What is heart spread? It's like some spread or something, some butter spread. Is there something like that? Is there some butter spread? He's giving me a head like, no, there ain't. Yes, there is. Here we go. Thank you for being here today so much. And let's pray.